Good morning again, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We are live on Facebook, and we are recording this show as we speak. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is Albuquerque's only online advertising directory for businesses, which is free. A ton of great resources at GoLocalBoom.com, something that you can access at no cost as long as you are a locally owned and operated Albuquerque or surrounding area business. And Go Local Boom just so happens to be a radio show as well, where we invite community groups, local businesses, and influencers in our community to come and spend some time with us, talk about what we do, and let everybody that's following or listening to us know there are great resources in Albuquerque, and this is a great place to do business. Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. If you would like to launch your business onto the first page of Google, get more contact with more customers, and just have an overall better online advertising presence, Rocketbox SEO is the company for you. They design great websites, and they sponsor this show. Reach out to them at 505-453-9595 should you need any help from Rocketbox SEO. All right, let's get into it. Good morning, my co-host, Vince Trujillo. How are you?
Man. Great to be here.
We make a good team, sir. I appreciate you being here.
I think we do. I mean, I don't know what I contributed there, but at least I said something at the very end.
I'm thinking about everything else that you contribute to my life and to Go Local Boom as well. Thank you so much. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's going good. You say hi to Facebook?
Hey, Facebook.
We're enjoying this. Okay, cool. So we're going to get into what we do here on Go Local Boom. Our first guest, the founder and director and executor. And if I could cuss on the air, I'd say some cooler things, but I cannot. So, Barbara Portsline from Organizational Rebel. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Why don't you tell us who Organizational Rebel is and what you do?
Organizational Rebel is a consulting firm that focuses on improving business owners' capacity in six critical areas: people, process, practice, promotions, productivity, and profit.
Oh, that is a...
It's a mouthful.
That's a great list of things that each business needs to focus on being good at. You help them get there. Maybe some of us are good in one area or a few of those areas. You want us to be great in all of those areas, and you'll help us do that.
Absolutely. We have an assessment that looks at those six areas, and business owners can actually take that assessment for free and see where they are and where they want to be in each of those areas. And then we help them to change their reality, to really move from where they are now to the next level.
Awesome. If anyone listening wants to access those resources, how do they contact you?
They go to organizationalrebel.com/P6, and they can take the assessment right there for free, and it'll go to me, and then I can reach out.
What if they're not online and they'd like to give you a call?
They can call me at 505-228-0966.
And anybody following on social media would find you where?
They will find me on Facebook. They will find me on Twitter. They will find me on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Okay, so why did you name your business Organizational Rebel?
Because where I grew up, business, you know, the process was you go to high school, you go to college, you go get a job, you wait for that gold watch, you retire, and you die. And that was pretty much it. And business was not supposed to be fun. Work was a job. So I talked to my family, and we'd complain about work. I talked to my friends, we'd complain about work. And it wasn't until years later I realized how important it was to actually have passion over what you do, and that there are some people that work in those same crazy places where everyone else is complaining that actually love their job.
Right.
So I did some research.
That thrive in that kind of environment.
Absolutely. And so I did some research, and I captured those strategies of what are those people doing? How do they maintain integrity in a workplace? How do they really thrive? And then I built the business around that, and those are the organizational rebels.
So is your whole program and your focus on really helping people get out of the 9-to-5 and create their own business? Is that what it is? I've kind of heard a mix of both.
Or to thrive in that environment.
It's both. It is both. So we help business owners and leaders. We really need to help people that can make changes in their organization. So if you are a leader, business owner, or a solopreneur, entrepreneur, we really help you look at those areas and figure out the most efficient and quick way to get to where you want to be.
Okay, great. So business owners, right, are your focus. Mm-hmm. Business owners, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs. The average employee, can they get something out of this?
They can get something out of our new community that we're launching. So on February 1st, we're going to be launching an amazing community where there's a very low monthly investment, and people can get tons of resources and training calls and downloadable tools. And the whole concept of that community is that it's useful. So it's not like an upsell type of community. You don't join and then have to pay for more and more stuff. You can actually, we help kind of focus all of the materials out there in those six critical areas, and then anyone can use that.
You know, I can't say enough about being a member of an online community. Now, currently, with Rocketbox SEO, which does website and search engine optimization, we actually, I'm part of an international mastermind that we meet monthly. We have forums. Mm-hmm. We discuss subjects. It is so important, I think, to my success. And we see people month after month have success in their businesses within my field that I can't speak about it enough. Explain a little bit about that. That sounds kind of exciting.
Well, you really don't feel alone. You know, when you go in there, we have a Facebook group, a secret Facebook group we're going to have. We're going to have live calls. You can actually ask questions and get immediate feedback and try out things with a safe group of folks that are all going through the same thing. So it really is. It's invaluable. And it's also, in an online community, you don't have to be scared to ask those questions. Sometimes we're afraid to say, hey, I messed up or I don't know how to do this. But in a community like that, it's a safe place.
Right. You can post it on your Facebook group. Mm-hmm. You can go into the website and probably post something, I'm assuming.
Yep.
It's a lot less scary and intimidating than raising your hand in a group, or if you're ever in a group where you're trying to support each other in networking, asking a question in front of everybody. It's a lot easier. And I'm one that does it all the time. You have a question, you know, something simple or something complex. I post it online, wait 24 hours, whatever it is, length of time, or during a live call, you can get feedback right away. I think it's a great idea. And that's launching
February 1st.
How do people get involved with that if they'd like to?
So they go to organizationalrebel.com, get on our newsletter, and we're going to send out as soon as we launch. And we're doing a beta test. So we're launching February 1st for about a month, mm-hmm. and then we're going to close it to new members and then make any improvements we need to make, because we're all about process improvement. And then we'll relaunch again in the spring.
I think that sounds great.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, and as Vince was referring to, I'm constantly learning from his mastermind, whether I'm a part of it or not, because he's like, oh, yeah, we just talked about this in the group, and mm-hmm. one of the guys had this challenge. And so everyone, you know, in your circle of influence can benefit from that kind of community and that kind of support. And so you touched a little bit on how to help people to thrive in difficult corporate environments or work environments. And I really respond to that because that kind of speaks to me in a way, because I've always been a self-development and self-improvement kind of guy. And I think that success comes from being able to stay focused and experience peace in the midst of chaos, mm-hmm. not to have a peaceful environment before you're able to work. Anybody who's doing the if this, then that, if my coworkers would just do what they were supposed to do, then I could be productive, then you will always be disappointed in your own productivity, and so will, you know, your team. But if you can thrive in an environment the way that it is, by building yourself up and making yourself stronger, then that's always the best ideal that we all should hope to achieve. So that's kind of what you do, right?
Absolutely. It's all about really making that decision that I'm not going to let things happen to me, and I'm going to start to take control of my life and my work. And it's about setting your intention. It's about being really clear of what you want in your life and deflecting those things that you don't, and moving forward and always having a goal.
How important is goal setting for that? That's a great segue into my next question, which was, it's something that I always struggled with personally when I was in school and when I was developing professionally. I made fun of people who set goals and had vision boards and did these things. If I want to do something, I'm just going to go do it. But to use an analogy, archery, for example, I can be a great archer, but there's a target that I'm aiming at. And mm-hmm. if I'm aiming at that target and I consistently try to shoot at it over and over again, eventually I'm going to get better and hit the bullseye. So if I don't have a target in my business to hit, then I'm not going to be as good as I could. I may accomplish some things, you know. So I'm learning the value of goal setting now in my 30s. How important is goal setting to you professionally?
It's very important. I think, actually my word for 2017 is magic, which is made up of intention and action.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to just have intention that mm-hmm. you're going to go forward. Is magic funny? Because they're laughing.
No. I have a connection to
okay.
that philosophy, because it's, you know, the law of attraction and so on.
Uh-huh.
It faith without works is dead. I can believe in something. I can believe in my own success. But if I don't take the necessary steps to get there, I won't achieve it, right?
Exactly.
And so it is, in a way, you know, magic. I have to do this so that this will be the outcome, right?
Yep. It's intention and action. And a lot of times I help people really focus on, where do you want to be? What do you really want to do? Not what will people pay for,
mm-hmm.
or what are you going to throw out there and see what sticks? It's really about having that focus and having that goal.
Yeah. Vince and I have just had a good conversation about this on Friday, is that, you know, am I going to go out and get the business that I want, or settle for whatever business is in front of me, right?
Right. Right. Absolutely.
So yeah, this is some good stuff. I bet you really enjoy doing what you're doing. I'm under the impression that you were a PhD. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Where did you get your degree in?
University of New Mexico.
So you got it at UNM in what field?
In organizational learning and instructional.
Oh,
technology.
Wow. So this is your strong suit.
This is it.
There are a lot of people.
It's my passion.
I can tell. Yeah. There are a lot of people that go get a degree and are not working in the field that their degree was in. Isn't that right, Mr. Trujillo?
Oh, yeah. I'm a finance guy just because that's what I was told to do when I was coming up. And I was like, well, it's better either that or I'm going to have to be some sort of jewel thief or some criminal.
Manage money. If I want to have money, I should know how to manage money, right?
Yeah, it's too funny is that, you know, that was my two choices as a younger kid. It was finance or become a thief of some sort. And we're winding down now. Okay, so I did want to wrap this up a little bit. Great idea. Solopreneurs, business owners, entrepreneurs, anyone looking at starting a business, they need to get a hold of you. Give me one more time your contact information and website.
It's www.organizationalrebel.com, and my phone number is 505-228-0966.
All right, so timing is a little off. We have about a minute left.
Okay.
So quickly, I'm going to talk more about Polkadot Powerhouse later, but before we round out, tell us who you are as it relates to Polkadot Powerhouse and what is Polkadot Powerhouse?
Polkadot Powerhouse is a group for positive, action-oriented, no drama.
No drama.
Yes, no drama women who want to make genuine connections with other no drama women. And I'm the managing director of Albuquerque, and I'm also the regional director for Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah.
And you guys are one of the largest groups in the country.
We are the largest group
I'm
right
now.
I'm
very proud of you. Anybody listening will have more information on Polkadot Powerhouse and Organizational Rebel at the end of the show. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with a local inventor who's got national exposure. Here we go again, round two, Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate your support as we profile local businesses, find out what's going on in our community, and talk to people who really appreciate doing business in Albuquerque. Most of us are from Albuquerque. A lot of the businesses that we have on the show were family-owned and operated businesses that have been in operation over 20 years, so we always love talking to them. But something that we have not yet had the opportunity to discuss and interact with in terms of what kind of business is a local inventor, right?
Right.
So I'm really excited about our next guest, Alyssa Chavez. She named her corporation Acilla LLC. You know, Oprah named her corporation Harpo, so her name backwards. It worked for Oprah. It's got to work for
it is?
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Got to work for Alyssa, right? Okay, so Alyssa Chavez, Baby Hot Seat.
Yes.
Tell us, what is Baby Hot Seat, and how'd you come up with the idea?
Yeah, so Hot Seat is an alarm system that prevents children from being accidentally left in a hot car. The sensor pad can be used in any car seat, infant, toddler, or booster seat, and then it connects to the app on the parent's cell phone. So if a baby's in the seat and the cell phone's at least 15 feet away from the vehicle, an alarm like this.
That's a good alarm. It's not too annoying. It lets you know that it's pretty serious.
So that'll notify you that a baby is still in the car seat.
And that's a state of emergency kind of alarm. Leaving your baby in the car alone is a state of emergency.
Yes.
So that's a great alarm. Tell us how you came up with the idea.
So Hot Seat actually started as a project for my 8th grade science fair. I won a lot of awards, and I decided that I wanted to turn it into an actual product.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So I keep calling it Baby Hot Seat. Is the name Hot Seat?
Yeah, so I call it Hot Seat, but all of my Twitter handles are at Baby Hot Seat, and Instagram is at Baby Hot Seat 1.
Wonderful. So it started out as a science fair project, and you decided that so many people liked it, and you got so much positive feedback and won so many awards that you ought to turn it into a product.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something that happens every year. I mean, on average, 40 kids every year die from this type of accident.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
And if you can prevent that type of accident from happening to you and your kid, then mm-hmm. why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Okay, so contact information real quick before we get any further.
Yes, so Hot Seat is available for pre-order on my website. It's babyhotseat.com, and you can also contact at Acilla at Baby Hot Seat there.
Wonderful. What about a phone number?
No phone.
Okay, no phone. Online only. Well, that's a great business model. Go ahead, buddy.
Spell Acilla for those people listening.
Assila. It's my name backwards.
Alyssa, Assila.
Alyssa.
I-L-A.
Yeah. Alyssa is A-L-I-S-S-A, and then her LLC is backwards. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And we hear about this in the news all the time.
A lot.
Like, right? I mean, it's like every year there's some horrible, you know, tragedy with the leaving the children in the car. How? I mean, you as a mother, right?
No,
you're not a mother.
I'm only 19. I'm not thinking about kids.
But you've talked to a lot of mothers. You've talked a lot about mothers and got a lot of feedback. I mean, why is this something that happens even? I mean, through your research and what you're discovering.
I mean, my mom owns a home daycare, so kids have always been a huge part of my life. And I mean, hearing these stories, parents are distracted and they're busy. They're juggling 100 things at one time. And I've seen it firsthand. All of these parents that are, they are raising 3 kids. They're going to work. They have so much on their plate. So this accident can happen, and it does happen. And it's not for bad parents or something like that. It's preventing something that, that does happen.
Absolutely. I can't say that I know a parent who hasn't had that kind of scenario. Not that they've left the baby in the car for too long, but just that, you know, they get busy with what they're doing and get distracted for just a few moments, and just a few moments is enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you hear about stories. I mean, you know, it is not about bad parenting. It's just about taking advantage of technology that we have nowadays to make parenting just a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So people are juggling so many things. They're working now. Both parents are typically working. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they're working, the stay-at-home parent, whether it's the mother or the father, are always juggling household chores, running around, doing everything else that they have to do in their busy day.
Yeah.
You hear about stories of, I just turned my back for one moment in the mall, they lose their child, or they walk off, and it's not for neglect. It's really just, you do hear about those stories in the news about the neglect side of it, right? Where it's always some salacious story or something where they're talking about why the child was left in. But this is a great concept. Tell me how you took it from the concept side to actually developing the app and start working on the actual devices.
Yeah, so we about a year and a half ago, I did a crowdfunding campaign to raise money to build the prototypes of my product. And I was just so overwhelmed by all the support and so thankful. We nearly 4 times surpassed our goal. So that was really amazing to me because I never even thought I'd get one donation.
How did you even figure to get it onto crowdsourcing?
My marketing team actually recommended crowdfunding. I had heard of it, but I never thought it would work for me. Mm-hmm. So I was so, so thankful. And I like to tell parents that Hot Seat, I mean, you put locks on your toilet or you cover the outlets in your house. Hot Seat is a way to just prevent another silly accident that happens so much, and people would never think it would happen to them, but it does in reality. So,
yeah. When is it in beta testing now, or how far along are you before people can start using it?
Yes. So Hot Seat is available for pre-order now on my website. So everyone can order a Hot Seat today at babyhotseat.com.
Now tell us about some of the exposure that you've gotten, because we're not the only ones that think this is a really great idea. What other kind of opportunities have you gotten to talk about your product locally and nationally?
Yeah. So I've been so, so thankful for all of the local support that I've received as well as nationally. I've been on the Ryan Seacrest radio show.
Oh, wow. Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. The Today Show, Fox and Friends. And I was also one of Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year Tech Heroes and Hometown Heroes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Thank you. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just been amazing. I never thought any of this would happen, but I'm so happy that people are so excited about the product because I know it can solve this problem.
Yes, it absolutely can. It's a good idea. It gets me thinking that technology can be used for so many great things, like everybody loses their keys and now they have one of those, you know, a key fob on your keychain that syncs with your mobile device through an app. So this is similar. This syncs through your mobile device with an app. But is there an option for a keychain alarm as well?
So no, it just connects to your phone. Everybody has a cell phone, so I think it's the best way to get parents' attention.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting to think that my mobile device will go with me everywhere I go. I've got a clip on it for my hip.
Yeah.
I don't have a clip on it on my hip for my child.
No.
I could be carrying the groceries inside.
Well, now you can. You can have Hot Seat on your phone. So.
Yeah, exactly. I could be carrying the groceries inside, get distracted by the dogs or some of the other children in the house, and the next thing you know, the infant's been in the car for much longer than is acceptable. And whether it's hot or cold, it's winter right now.
Right, so Hot Seat can be used all year round. It's not temperature sensitive at all because it's never safe to leave a baby in the car, and parents do it all year round too. So it's something that can remind you
So the sensor is it's not a heat sensor, it's a weight sensor.
Pressure sensor. That goes under the padding of the car seat. And it fits in any car seat, so it's not specific to one
type. Yeah, it's a neat little device that looks like it wouldn't cause discomfort.
No. Yeah. No, it's comfortable, it fits under the padding, you would hardly even know it's there.
And about how long does one of them last? It's got, what is it, four AA batteries or AAA batteries inside?
Three AAA batteries, and it lasts about 6 months, 6 to 9 months.
The device itself or the batteries?
The batteries.
Yeah, so
but
you can just replace the batteries. And
is good forever.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
Okay, so to set this up, I'm a parent, right? I go to babyhotseat.com, correct? I do a pre-order, and then I get something in the mail, and that's this pressure plate.
So then your hot seat sensor pad will be sent to you, and you can then download the free app from the Apple App Store and connect it to your sensor pad.
Great. And they get all the instructions on how that works and the syncing and everything, correct?
Yes.
So it actually syncs to the device too, right? The plate.
Yes. It's so the sensor pad connects via Bluetooth to the cell phone. So that's how it connects together, and that's
how
it works.
So you could have multiple parents on the same device.
Yes. So you can use one sensor pad for each car seat, and you can connect that to one phone. So every parent can have one, every grandparent can have one, nannies, daycare centers, and they can all connect those sensor pads to their phone.
Mm-hmm. And it's only available in Apple right now. What do we need to do to get it on Android?
Right now, so we're working on the Android app, but right now it's available on Apple.
Wonderful.
That's great. And there's actually so many different uses for this once you start getting going, right? I mean, this is a pressure plate, and it's on Bluetooth. There's a lot of different uses for this.
Like
it for a crib. You could use it for...
Yeah. I think the most important and the most useful for hot seat is to use to prevent kids from being accidentally left in hot cars. I mean, they fall asleep in the back seat, and hot seat can be their voice when the parent is just busy and distracted, so...
This is such a great concept, it's interesting that you were able to do it as an eighth grader, right? Came up with the idea. Where did you get the idea?
My mom owns a home daycare, like I said, so kids have always just been a huge part of my life, and I heard so many stories on the news about kids dying because they were accidentally left in a hot car, and I wanted to do something about it.
I know what it's like around science fair time. I've got a son in high school, and typically there's two or three ideas, and they don't really decide which one they're going to do until the time. So were there other ideas for that science
fair? There was, but this one actually was, I think, the most, I don't know, I think people like this one the most because it solves a problem that happens, and it just is so heartbreaking for everybody.
Well, it's a good thing you decided to go with this one instead of
the volcano?
The baking soda volcano or the...
Volcano was on the list.
The volcano was on the list?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow, that's great.
It's the go-to. It's the fallback. You can always do a good baking soda volcano, right? Especially if you're good at paper mache. All right, so we've got a few minutes left. Tell us what else is going on. Kick off the new year, exciting about your business. What else do you have coming down the pipe for Hot Seat?
So something that I'm really excited about is our Give and Get program. So if you're a person who doesn't have small kids, you can still purchase a Hot Seat, and that will be donated to a person that does have small kids.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yes. So I'm super excited about that. I want everybody to feel like they have a say and they can help end this problem, and our Give and Get program is the way they can do that.
So your call to action is, if you do not have children but you believe in the necessity and the value of this device, you can reach out to us through our website and donate one, basically purchase one to a family in need. And if you are a family in need that cannot afford one, they can connect through the website as well and ask for your support.
Yes.
So do you have an ongoing list of people who are in need?
Yes. You can go to my website, babyhotseat.com, and you can send us an email if you'd like to receive a hot seat. And if you'd like to donate one, you can do that right there on the website.
That's wonderful. This is a great idea. I can see many collaborations coming out of this. We should get her connected with the Polka Dot Powerhouse team.
We are. Yeah. Great network of women. One of the largest polka dot powerhouses in the country is here in Albuquerque.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And we just had her on. So.
Well, and Shelley with KSB Productions, she helps Barbara Portsline with Polka Dot and an organizational rebel. And you said that you have a marketing team currently, correct?
Yes. Marketing Solutions.
And so Marketing Solutions. Oh, is that Laura Garcia and her team? Oh, we love them.
Yes, I love them too. They've been a huge help.
They do a great job over there. I actually was just in conversation with her about another project a couple of days ago.
Cool.
Now, you know, we have a couple minutes left. I think this is a great thing to listen to. Your story has been really inspiring. It just goes to show how much opportunity there is out there to find solutions, the problems, to start your own business. All of those listeners out there that are small business owners, entrepreneurs, or wannabe, this is really all it takes is a great idea to try to solve a problem, and then you just follow through with it, right?
Yeah, it's been a lot of hard work, but it's something that I'm passionate about and that I knew I wanted to see it happen. So,
do you think that you had that entrepreneurial spirit before, or is it just something that just manifested because you just did some problem solving and created this?
I think so, but I started inventing or coming up with new ideas when I was like 11 years old, but I didn't really think about turning it into like a career until
right.
Hot Seat.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
I do.
That's my favorite
Shark
show.
Tank.
It really is my favorite show. You learn a lot from that show, and I wonder, have you reached out to Shark Tank?
I have reached out.
So have you been invited?
We will see what happens.
Yeah,
with that.
That's an exciting opportunity as well.
Yeah.
But this won't be your last one. You've made this one a success based upon an idea that you came up with and put the product into development and got a team. You can do that again with any other product that you come up with. So
thank you
for doing it at home and what you're doing in our community. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
We love the idea for the product. It's going to be very successful, I'm
sure.
Thank
you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. All right, folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We have another local business that's been in business for quite some time, and he and his partner are good friends of the show. Jason York with the Recognition Place is going to come on and tell us what they've got going on first quarter 2017. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We will be right back. Round 3, Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We're having a great time this morning. Some very strong woman-owned businesses, one woman independent inventor and entrepreneur, and her marketing team is a woman-owned and operated marketing agency here locally that works with the station quite a bit. Pretty exciting.
Yes, absolutely. You know, every week we end up having, not by planning, some sort of trend with the guests coming on. This week, except for our current guest, has been all about powerhouse women and the recognition that they should be receiving in the community. We want to give women, our power leaders here in the community, the recognition they need.
Well, and actually our third guest would have been Fork and Fig, but they weren't able to make it, so it would have fit perfectly in line with the theme for the show. But last minute cancellation created the opportunity for our friend Jason York at the Recognition Place to come in and save us as our pinch hitter. So thank you very much, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Welcome. Happy New Year 2017.
Happy 2017 to you guys.
So the Recognition Place, tell us what you do.
Well, we recognize, so women-owned business.
You better recognize.
We give awards, we make awards for all sorts of local things, people doing good things in the community, try to really promote that whole scene. We do things for, you know, the newspapers around town, all schools.
Engraving a gift. If I want to recognize somebody as for a holiday or a birthday or something like that, I can bring you a pen or a flask or a glass or anything that could be engraved or laser etched. You can do that too.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Just getting through the holiday season last month, we were really busy with our volume. We had another record year, another record December.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah,
continual growth over the last few years, correct?
Yeah. March 1st will be our fifth year anniversary. So we've had about 13 to 18% growth for the first 5 years, and it's been a lot of fun. And
give us your contact information and location, so in case folks want to reach out to you and they don't have a chance to listen to the whole interview, how can they find you?
Yeah, the Recognition Place, we are 3320 San Mateo. Our phone number is 505-881-9003. Our website is trpnm.com.
TRPNM.com. So you guys are on the east side of San Mateo, just a little south of Comanche there, yeah?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been there?
Well, we bought an existing business in 2012. Like I said, in March will be our 5 years. So we've been there 5 years. We're looking to actually grow and expand this coming year and within the year, hopefully maybe moving.
More growth and expansion?
More growth and expansion.
That's a good idea.
We love our local success stories. And, you know, there's a lot of people doing. I mean, tell me about your market a little bit, because I know that some of what you do has seen significant challenges and shifts, because there's a lot of online retailers who do this kind of thing. What has caused you to have success here and grow your business locally in a market that I've heard about others doing similar products? Not doing so well.
Going out of business.
Well, I think it's a lot of things. I think it's Thomas, my business partner, and I, we are young go-getters, and we try to do something different. We try to be unique. We try to be creative. We try to attract people. We don't like that whole idea of, you know, rewarding every child with the trophy. That's one thing I think we've said from the get-go that we didn't want to promote.
Listen, I just made a post on Facebook this morning that says luck is the last chance for those who thought, is like the last dying wish for those who thought that you could win without working hard in the first place. I don't believe in participation trophies necessarily either. I love that people would want to be on a team and support one another. We can have a pizza party for the whole team, right?
Absolutely.
The winners are challenged to work harder. They outwork the rest and they do better, you know?
Yeah. No, one of our main events we just did something for was Albuquerque Business First. They had deals of the year beginning in December, and that was, you know, huge. Companies doing things local, that's what we really try to support, and
they should be recognized.
That's
great. So in other words, you're saying we don't want to be just the five and dime that creates the 30 trophies for the entire team. We want to really support those organizations or those awards
with unique, customized
first place, or to recognize your top tier performers, and that's kind of your goal as a trophy store. That wouldn't be the same as some others.
No, yeah, that's why we don't really like to call ourselves a trophy store. We're an award and engraving store, because it's more fun to acknowledge the people and the businesses that are doing things, whether locally or on a bigger scale. So, you know, like Alyssa, who was just in, that idea is great. Mm-hmm. You know, she should get the recognition. There's other wonderful businesses here that they're focused on Albuquerque, on improving the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to be part of it. You know, I go to events all the time, just meet wonderful people with, you know, good ideas. And they don't necessarily need some recognition from me, but they at least need a push every once in a while that, you know, their work is seen and it's appreciated. And
yeah, you guys are the preferred vendor for Albuquerque Business First when they do their events, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good relationship. And you reached out and solidified that one, yes?
They came to us.
Good.
Fortunately, we've taken a lot of, we've had a lot of good fortune come our way, but it's, I think, what we've done with that, you know, we're talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
those sort of things. But we're the creative ones. We're the ones, we make them look better, and that's what they like. They like to look better. They like their award winners like to be presented gifts and awards, and so they like nice looking ones. So the more we make them look better, the more business they want to do, the more they promote our name, the more we grow,
the better it all works out for everybody.
And we don't believe in saying luck around here either. So you've actually put together a team, your personalities, yourself. Think about your skill sets in your business. Those opportunities come, you took advantage of
them. Yeah, he said good fortune has come our way, but it was what we did with it that really helped our business to grow. Okay, cool. So there's... I could talk about your business all day, and I'm sure you could too. There's a couple of things that we should focus on. The first one, to me, that's most important, because you've supported my nonprofit ventures and community groups so much, I want to talk about what you guys have going on in the community. You were the donating vendor for Paws and Stripes every year when Paws and Stripes needs to recognize their volunteers or their large contributors and donors. You guys always do the plaques and awards for that. What else do you have going on in the community?
We try to work with a lot of nonprofits. Leukemia Lymphoma Society is one that I've worked with for quite a few years, and you know, obviously a lot of people are affected by that and cancer. So, I've worked with them. March of Dimes is another large organization that I'm helping get them going. I'll be joining their board of directors actually here this month.
Later. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
So, yeah. It's a very humbling, exciting thing for me right now. So that's just something to help the local chapter, local people.
Vince is posing
photography. We're taking some photos
here. Don't mind him.
Make-A-Wish, a lot of the nonprofits, they don't always have the highest budget, so that's when we really have to get creative when Paws and Stripes and these mm-hmm. other places come in. So
need the support, and it's so important for them to have the support, right? But they don't necessarily have the budget to be able to pay for the way that they want to recognize their donors and board members, and you guys come in and make that contribution. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's not all that you're involved with, though. Weren't you, you were almost nominated Man of the Year last year, weren't you?
For leukemia lymphoma.
We talked about...
Yeah, it's just, so that's a big time commitment.
LLS.
And I don't like to put myself into any commitments where I don't feel I can give it 100%. So hopefully in the future, near future, I can do that. There's,
yep.
Can't spread myself too thin.
And then, what was it, 30 under 30?
40 under 40.
40 under 40?
Yeah, trying to get on that. That's little work. That's got to do a little bit more work.
30 under 30 or the 40 under 40?
40 under 40.
Are there two different groups?
To be experienced and have a stiff competition in that one, correct?
Exactly.
I'd wait till my late 30s so that I could still make the 40 under 40.
You got 4 years, man.
But have had enough room to grow so that I can make a significant impact.
I want to be in 40 under 40 in the next 4 years, but I'm already like...
You already missed the window.
I missed that window.
We can nominate each other.
Oh,
we ought to nominate each other and support one another on their teams, because I would have to support you, right? A lot of work goes into it.
To do that, I've been nominated once. I didn't make the final cut, but you just have to... write a little biography. You have to get some references, people.
Yeah, and LLS is a great organization. A lot of great business people in the community do their thing to support. Okay, so tell us how you got involved in this business in the first place. How did you and Thomas, who refuses to come in an interview, I want to call him out on the radio right now. Thomas, your partner, is one of the greatest human beings I know. He's a great business person, very driven, just a good guy. It'd be great to have him interview and talk about the business. I think that your success has everything to do with him as your partner, and the same can be said for you as his partner. How did you guys get into doing this?
Yeah, 110%. Thomas is the backbone of the company. He's what's keeping it going right now while I'm here having fun talking to you guys. So we got involved. I worked with the previous business while I was going to college.
So you started out kind of as an intern or doing this as a side job while you were going to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after I had my first daughter when I was 19. So I needed some work while I was going to college. And
you needed a hot seat detector.
Yes, I did need a hot seat detector. Too bad that wasn't around 11 years ago. That's a good idea.
Well, good thing it is now.
It is, yeah. I encourage all of you out there to go buy one, or you can do that little donation thing. By 2012, we decided to take it over, and Thomas and I have, like I said, we've gotten a lot of good fortune. We've had engraving machines that have...
So you bought the business out. You were working for the guy that owned the company, yes. And you saw an opportunity to come in and do something that was yours.
Yeah, because Thomas and I, he would come hang out with me. I was working there, and it was just the two of us, and he wasn't getting paid, but he'd come hang out. We'd mess around, and we said, hey, we could do this.
We could do this.
And one of the things we have on our back wall that's interesting, we have a little idea board, we call it. It said, we got here having fun because we don't like to take things seriously too much. We don't like to put pressure on us. I mean... I didn't know about business going in. Neither of us have any business experience. We just decided to use our wits and our brain and our knowledge of the industry and go from there. And it's just grown. I mean, the networking, the people I've met, the experiences that I've had in this few short years has been incredible. And
the interesting thing, too, is that you guys, you've tried to grow a few times. And although your revenues have consistently increased, the size of your team has not. You've had two or three different assistants in the time that I've known you come and go for one reason or another. Unfortunately, one of them was in an accident and couldn't come to work and so on. Do you have a third member on your team today?
We currently have two part-time employees right now.
Now you've got four people on your team. Congratulations. Yeah. What a way to kick off the new year.
Yeah, we might try to add a fifth, fingers crossed.
Oh, man, this is such great news.
So not only are you a local success story, but now you're an employer.
Employer, yeah.
Yeah, and well, dude, so many different things have happened. Their roof... caved in.
We had a fire.
There was a fire. Their building was flooded because the roof caved in because of whatever the property issue was, and they have still continued to grow through all of that.
It's fun. Yeah, I like the challenges. I mean, wake up. One of the things I say about owning your own business is you walk out and it feels like the floor could fall out from you at any day. You know, whether it's fire, bad luck, and it's a lot of fun, though.
Anything kind of exciting. Will happen sometimes, right? You just got to be prepared for it and roll with the punches.
But I like that. I like that thrill. I don't want to have to go to a job where I just have to clock in, clock off, and be done. I want that challenge of it, the pressure being on me and everything going off of me and Thomas, obviously, as well. But
I'm with you, sir. We're going through that ourselves right now, and there are days when it's exhilarating and days when it's maddening. I guess I'm more comfortable in madness, if I'm being honest. So thanks for being here, man. Throw your contact information one more time.
Yeah, so the recognition place, 3320 San Mateo, east side of San Mateo, south of Comanche, 505-881-9003. Come by, recognize... help support local.
You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with our wrap-up. We're back for the wrap-up. Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We want you to know that Go Local Boom loves local business. Who loves local? We love local. We also love Facebook Live videos. Thank you for following us. If you're watching the video now, we appreciate your support. Tell your friends about Go Local Boom. Go Local Boom, online advertising platform, free, hundreds or thousands of dollars worth of value and exposure. It's not going to cost you anything as long as you're a local business. And then we bring you in on the radio, or vice versa. Maybe you come on the radio first and then you get the profile. Either way, who gets a 15-minute commercial? How much would a 15-minute radio commercial cost?
I don't know. You tell me. You used to be in radio
sales.
You're
looking at about $750 to $1,000 in value, because during the busy time of year, a one-minute commercial, 60 seconds, could be $75 to $100.
Right.
Yeah. So a lot of great resources. Just goes to show, right, we love local. We pay for time on this station and give it away to local businesses.
Who does that?
Who does that? Go Local Boom does that. Why is Go Local Boom able to do that? Because Go Local Boom is sponsored by or powered by Rocketbox SEO. What is Rocketbox SEO, Vince Trujillo?
Rocketbox SEO is Albuquerque's premier search engine optimization and website.
Top ranked, right at the top of the first page of Google, right there.
Most of the time we're there.
So you search Albuquerque SEO, what do you see? You see Rocketbox.
Rocketbox SEO, maps and organic listings. We can do the same for you. Give us a call at 505-453-9595.
Look at that teamwork. That's great teamwork.
I love finishing each other's sentences.
It's okay. I'm used to saying,
way too close,
saying the phone number. Okay, so in the last segment, it's just a few minutes for us to do a wrap-up and talk about what businesses have been on the show this morning and what they do. So our first guest was organizational rebel Barbara Portsline. She's also the regional and local director of Polkadot Powerhouse, a woman's drama-free networking team of awesome people in the community. They do a great job. We've had many Polkadots on the show.
We've had three so far, and we've been completely impressed by them. Polkadot Powerhouse, for all of those female leaders in the community looking for another organization to really network and connect with. It's female-based. They don't do any discriminating, though. They say that men can attend their meetings from time to time.
Also, my favorite black and white shirt that's the Polkadots, I could wear that to those meetings.
Definitely.
And attend.
Definitely. Yeah. So hit them up, a great, great team of women there, and we're only going to have more and more of them on in the future now, because they're just a quality organization, and there's a lot of great entrepreneurs and leaders that happen to be women in that group.
So a couple of things on Polkadot Powerhouse, but before we talk more about them, let's talk about Barbara Portsline, organizational rebel. She's a local PhD, business organization and management. She did such a good job when she came in on the show. You can tell that she would do a good job helping you organize and restructure your business or motivate your team. We want to be sure that you guys reach out to organizational rebel if you need that kind of development support and motivational clarity in your business. Barbara Portsline. And now, as far as Polkadot Powerhouse is concerned, we would not be doing our job if we didn't mention that our video producer, Shelley, from KSB Productions, she's one of the dots, and she's the one that gets them in here all the time.
Yeah, she's
thank
great.
You, Shelley. You're doing a wonderful job producing. She was even taking some glamour shots, headshots of you while you were on the mic earlier.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
It didn't feel very good.
I was really uncomfortable. I'm trying to focus on my interview.
I can barely speak, you know, just normally with clarity without tripping up, and now I got photographs going, live videos.
The reason that I'm on the radio and not on TV is because I've got a face for radio. I don't need my picture taken. Okay, so anyway, so Shelly, thank you so much for your support of us and of the dots. So Shelly wanted me to tell you guys that Polkadot Powerhouse has their first meeting February 23rd at Chama River Brewing Company. Barbara Portsline will be speaking. They're offering a significant discount, $50 off your membership. First meeting is always free, so you guys can go out there and check them out and see what they do. If you have a good time and enjoy it, you'd like to sign a membership, you'll get a discount. Let them know that you heard it on Go Local Boom. Our second guest on the show this morning was Alyssa Chavez, Asilla LLC. The name of her company is her name backwards. Oprah did it. Why wouldn't it work for her? She created a baby seat sensor device so that you can't get 15 feet away from your car if the device is activated if you left your baby in the car.
That's great. I love that. You know, you hear about it every year. We've heard about it for, I don't know how many years.
Oh, man, wrapped up that national case where they convicted the father of negligence, leaving his baby in the car, and the baby passed away.
Right. So we've been hearing about it for so long. Who did something about it? Someone, a student, a local Albuquerque student doing a science fair, and they decided to not only think about the idea, they acted on it, got the app going, got the device going. You can pre-order it by going to Asilla. Babyhotseat.com.
Babyhotseat.com.
Babyhotseat.com. The name of the company is Acela. Acela keeps throwing me off. So go to babyhotseat.com. You can pre-order it now. They should be able to announce on there when the launch date is for that.
They did 4 times their goal in a crowdfunding campaign. And so obviously there are people out there that think this is a valuable product. She brought it in and demonstrated it for us. It was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome indeed. All right, so in our last minute, we'll talk a little bit more about Jason York from The Recognition Place, his partner Thomas DeMoss. Those two guys are awesome. They do a lot in terms of community support, donor engagement, nonprofit engagement in our community, but they also have a great product. As college students, they bought this business, this awards engraving, the Untrophy Shop, right? And they have consistently increased their revenues every year to date, and they continue to grow. When I met them, they were just two guys doing laser etching and engraving on some plaques and some flasks in their office. And now they have a team of 4, and they're looking to hire another person.
5 years going, a success story, local. We love it. Hit them up at The Recognition Place here in Albuquerque.
Young Hotshots, they deliver a wonderful product. All right. So real quick in a wrap up, again, Go Local Boom loves Albuquerque. You know anybody that's got a local business that wants to come on an interview, please introduce them to us. You can find us on Facebook or any other means online. Go Local Boom brought to you by Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business online. Give us a call at 505-453-9595. Folks, we appreciate your time. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Have a great weekend.